McGraw Show is on the air.
Live and local.
Get in with McGraw now. 314-969-KTRS.
From most cell phones, star KTRS.
Or toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Now McGraw Millhaven. On the home of the Cardinals and the AM home of the Rams. The Big 550. KTRS.
Good morning this morning, 11:08, Monday, and that means we need to check in with our media critic, Dick Weiss. Ladies and gentlemen, longtime editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, was there for 30 years, spent 20 years at the Metro desk, took the buyout, and has been living in the lap of luxury ever since. He started Weiss Wright. WeissWright.com is his website, as well as he is part of STLBeacon.org, which is a website that is dedicated to local news here in St. Louis. Richard, welcome to Big 550 KTS.
Good to be back.
Good to see you. What are you doing dressing better than the host?
I had a business appointment this morning, but then it got canceled. So
Okay.
I have to take this back to the dry cleaners for its annual visit.
Did you get a bowl of soup with that outfit? let's talk a little presidential politics. Hillary and Barack Obama, quite frankly, I can't listen to either one of them anymore because no one said anything in the last 6 months.
Oh, it's become so very tiresome, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yeah. What's going on? Obama's starting to blame the media now? He has run out of other people to blame?
Well, Hillary, more so, I think what the dynamic is that Hillary cannot say anything nasty about Obama, because I think the superdelegates have indicated that if she continues on that nasty track, that they'll just go over right. over to him. So she needs somebody or something to campaign against, and now she's put some commercials on blaming the media for wanting to take the votes out of your hands, you lovely people in Kentucky and Oregon and Puerto Rico and South Dakota, in Montana.
Please make it stop. June 3rd is the last and final primary. I believe that's Puerto Rico. And
Puerto Rico, right.
After Puerto Rico.
I think they're going to go heavy for Hillary.
Once,
and that could turn the tide.
Once Puerto Rico gets their say, please make it stop.
The referee should have stopped it a long time ago.
Oh,
but,
man.
But TKO.
All right, closer to home. The Riverfront Times is getting some criticism. Explain this to me.
Well, the Riverfront Times had quite a dynamic story on Patty Wente, who's the general manager at KWMU. And full disclosure, I am the president-elect of the press club of Metropolitan St. Louis, and Patty is on the board, has been on the board for just a little while, so people need to know that. But quite an interesting story about how money is being spent at KWMU and how money has been raised, and the Riverfront Times raised a number of questions. Interestingly, that story came out on May 7th. On May 9th, the Post-Dispatch came out with a follow-up story that did not – usually the follow-up has more details than the first story.
Right.
But in this case, the follow-up story in the Post-Dispatch had very little. It mentioned a credit card that was being examined by – somebody was using that credit card at KWMU, and the previous story in Riverfront Times said it was Patty Wente who was using that credit card and that the state was looking into it. So less detail in the Post-Dispatch than there was in the Riverfront Times. The Riverfront Times tread on some ethical issues here, using some an anonymous letter written by anonymous staff members complaining about Patty Wente's tenure. And generally speaking, it goes to her reputation, certainly, and generally speaking, we tend not to want to use those anonymous sources.
But hold on a second,
though.
Anonymous sources, you don't like to use them, but there's not a story that goes by that you don't read an anonymous source.
Right.
Won't let me use their name, but says. So just because they use anonymous sources doesn't mean it's a bad source.
No, or that it's not true. But it's interesting because the RFT had a number of people on the record saying many things about Patty Wente's tenure that, you know, they stood up for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure that they needed to use all the anonymous things that have been said about Ms. Wente and her tenure. That said, it was quite an interesting story. I recommend that people read it. And, you know, they had those pledge drives at KWMU. And so this is potentially a very damaging story because they rely on those pledges.
Let me ask, so are you insinuating that the Post just basically felt they got scooped on this story and wrote something to get it in but didn't follow up or didn't push the story along?
I guess that's what I'm saying. Yes. They did not come up with very much information to advance the story. And what I would have said, why bother? The Riverfront Times came out with quite an extensive story. If you had something to advance the story, then by all means. If you don't, then you look a little silly.
Right.
On the other hand, if the Post-Dispatch considers itself a newspaper of record, and this is a very important institution in this town, I guess you want to have something in. What they might have done was cited what the Riverfront Times had done.
Right.
And
which just, they didn't do.
And attributed that. Right. But I know they don't like to do that because they think they're the big...
The big dog.
The big dog in town.
Right.
Embarrassing.
So we'll just steal it.
Right. Well, yeah, they didn't go very far with it. So hopefully they're following up. Now, the Post-Dispatch used to have a guy who covered nonprofit entities as his beat, but they let him go in the last buyout, Bill Smith.
Right.
So the chickens come home
to roost. So now he's running his own nonprofit organization. all right. What do you think of Barbara Walters coming out on Oprah and saying that she had an affair with a senator from Massachusetts all these many years ago?
Well, it was interesting. I listened to quite a lengthy interview with Ms. Walters on Howard Kurtz's program, Reliable Sources.
Right.
And she was seemed a little bit embarrassed by that. That particular disclosure got so much press. And apparently what happened was that Oprah was promoting that for her show, that was a big disclosure. But what Barbara Walters would like you to know that there are other things in this book, including her getting pushed around by men, in her from Frank McGee on the Today Show to Harry Reasoner, who would barely speak to her when she was a co-anchor on ABC News. I haven't read the book, but I listened to that interview, and I would recommend that book. It sounds very interesting, and a little embarrassing with the Ed Brooks saga. And she just said, quite disarmingly, I thought, that, you know, we knew we were doing something wrong and we stopped it. And, you know, I make mistakes, and I wanted all the young reporters getting in this business to know that I made a lot of mistakes, and I hopefully they won't repeat mine.
But she's got to know that you have a pretty high – you have a United States senator having an affair with a TV personality. That's big news.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, she doesn't she wasn't jumping up and down and complaining about it. And some funny asides about being made fun of as Barbara Wawa.
Right.
And she said she hated that until her daughter told her to, you know.
Lighten up.
Yeah, lighten up, Mom. This is pretty funny stuff.
And
probably mocked her.
Well, you know, mocking is the highest form of flattery.
Absolutely.
Roger Mudd also has a book out. I thought Roger Mudd had died. In all seriousness. In all seriousness, I thought he had passed away.
Yes, yes. And he had actually gone away to the History Channel for a couple of years.
Right, okay.
Probably you weren't watching much of the History Channel.
I remember that, yes. Yeah for
and,
a while.
Okay. He did that, and he decided to write a book that initially he was going to write a book that was basically settling old scores because he was ticked off at Dan Rather, and he was ticked off at NBC, who picked him up for a couple of years and let him go. But then the publisher wouldn't, believe it or not, wouldn't publish that. And he went to write a book about the vaunted CBS Washington Bureau and his participation in that. It's more along those lines. But I listened to an interview with him, and he was still kind of settling old scores. And, so that should be an interesting book as well. What I didn't remember was that he basically was offered a co-anchor position with Dan Rather and turned it down.
Really?
And then got very upset when they told him that they were going to give the job to Dan, because Dan was going to be wooed, taken away perhaps by ABC News. And, of course, in hindsight, CBS might have been better if they'd gone with Roger Mudd,
right,
given where Dan is today.
So they gave Roger Mudd the option first to co-anchor with?
Well, he could have co-anchored with Dan. They weren't going to give him the job all by himself.
Right.
And actually, a couple of years earlier, he had ticked them off because he basically said the television news was not any good.
Right.
And so they actually took his – he was a fill-in for Walter.
Right.
And they took his job away for like a year and a half as the fill-in
to
punish him.
Now, why wouldn't the publisher want to have a tell-all book from Roger Mudd?
I don't know. From what I could gather, the publisher wasn't like one of those big – publishing houses.
Right.
It was one of those
small,
responsible,
boutique,
educational
publishers.
Who needs them, right?
I hate those. What's going on with the Beacon? Anything we should know about with that?
Well, the Beacon has a very interesting analysis story. I think it was just got posted yesterday, the day before, about the Lori Drew case. As you know, she was indicted in California on cyberbullying. And Bill Freivogel has written a piece that basically says that if they can indict Lori Drew for what she did, they could indict any of us, because apparently what they're using are the so-called terms of service agreement that none of us ever read. We just click off
The one thing that trips you up when you hit accept and you have to go back and hit the button that says you've read it, which you really haven't read.
And the indictment alleges that Lori Drew violated her terms of service agreement. And one of the things in terms of really being able to convict her is going to be whether she had any intent to violate the terms of service. Of course, they can show that Lori never read the terms of service agreement. She perhaps did not have any intent. And we all may actually be wanting to root for Lori because none of us have read the terms of service agreement, and if they prove that we had intent and not having read it, then we're all in trouble.
Here's a great question, though, because I don't think there's anybody out there who reads the terms of service, but they all click the button that says
I've read it and I accept it and I'm cool with it.
So do you go into court and say, "It says here, Mr. Milhaven, that you read it and you accepted it." "Yes, I did, but I didn't." Well, then how are we supposed to? You've now violated the terms of service. You said you read it. You're the one at fault.
No, I mean, why have a contract if you can't enforce it? So it should be an interesting case.
Well, but I guess the other question is, if you have a contract and you basically signed the contract and don't read it, are you then still bound by that contract?
Yeah.
I don't know. I read that.
We're all in serious trouble.
That was a pretty interesting article at stlbeacon.org. All right, what's the best story we've never read?
The best story is you probably are familiar with the Mary Kay Cosmetics line.
The door-to-door Avon?
Yes, you probably bought some lotions from them.
I have never purchased any
Mary Kay. There's some men who do that.
I have never purchased anything from Mary Kay, but I believe they're fine products.
Well, Mary Kay Cosmetics has become the place to go for a number of new immigrants as a way of cashing in on the American dream. They get in the Mary Kay line and they go out and sell it door to door, and they recruit other people to sell on their behalf.
Right.
And it's a rather Darwinian kind of organization. If you don't keep selling, you don't get your pink Cadillac, and it takes a little while to even get benefits, medical benefits. You have to kind of move up the food chain,
right?
And so this is a piece in the L.A. Times that talks about how these new immigrants have come to our nation and have gotten in the Mary Kay business, and some do well and some don't do so well. It's rather poignant.
It sounds to me like it truly is the American dream, because whether you're a newly arrived immigrant or a newly arrived immigrant in the 50s and the 60s or the 70s, they did that as well, didn't they?
Yeah, I think there is some history to that. And it's one way to get going. You know, there's a lot, the cosmetics industry, I think, has been good for immigrants in other ways. I think weren't Koreans getting involved in the nails and so on. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Very interesting piece.
All right. And we can read that at weisright.com.
You find the link at weisright.com. I'll take you to the LA Times and read that interesting piece.
All right. Dick Weiss, always a pleasure. Anything else we should know about? Anything from the press club we should know about or anything?
Yes. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch is going to host a press club forum May 30th talking about how they covered the traffic situation, how they put that whole scheme together to go online and, you know, watch the 40 shutdown, and how they put that whole thing together. And it's May 30th, noon. And if you go to stlpressclub.org, you can sign up for that forum and pay very quickly with a credit card, get lunch, go down to the Post-Dispatch and meet the Along for the Ride columnists, Ken Leiser and Alyssa Crouch.
Sure. Now, when I go to what's the website again?
STLPressClub.org.
Do I have to click to say that I've read the terms of service?
I don't think there are any terms of service. I think there actually, in fact, there is a secure server that will take your money from you right away.
Gotcha.
So.
All right, there we go. Dick Weiss, always a pleasure. WeissWright.com, that's the website. Also, he is involved with STLBeacon.org, which is a great website, which we all should go and check and support because it's another voice for news here in the region. Dick, we'll check in with you next month. Oh, I'm on vacation next Monday.
You are?
Yeah. So,
okay, do you want me to take over?
Yeah, not so much.
Okay.
But I think John Rooney's filling in next Monday for me.
Really?
Yeah, so you're more than welcome to come by.
Oh, that would be an honor and a pleasure.
Be grilled by John Rooney.
Yeah, we can talk about baseball announcing.
You got it.
The guys are and everything.
There you go. Dick Weiss right here on the Big 550 KTRS.